Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighters in Southern California are battling a new wind-driven wildfire that's triggered evacuation orders and warnings for tens of thousands of people north of Los Angeles. L.A. County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher tells CBS Mornings,
"Today we'll be really pulling that fire in, off those fire lines, but we sure made a huge impact last night as those winds laid down."
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Castaic.
While some residents armed themselves with garden hoses, others were wasting no time in leaving.
"It's pretty scary and I'm not going to take the risk. I'm going."
Idania Perez is one of more than 30,000 residents ordered to evacuate.
"My brother just lost his home over in Altadena fire. And now I'm like, oh my God."
We're learning more about President Trump's plans to crack down on illegal immigration. Among them, an order to the Pentagon to send more troops to the southwest border. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
Trump officials are considering using U.S. bases to hold migrants awaiting deportation, according to an internal memo obtained by CBS News.
"This was a gross miscarriage of common sense to allow people to come in."
A federal judge in Seattle hears arguments from several states today trying to block President Trump's order that would end birthright citizenship. Berkeley Law's Erwin Chemerinsky.
"The Supreme Court has said everyone born in the United States is an American citizen."
Moscow is reacting to Mr. Trump's threat of sanctions to end the war in Ukraine. Here's correspondent Cammy McCormick.
A Kremlin spokesman says Trump is fond of sanctions, especially during his first term, and the threat is nothing new. But Russia is ready for mutually respectful dialogue with Trump. It's expected he and Vladimir Putin will talk on the phone, but Moscow says it is waiting for signals which have not yet come.
After two delays because of the wildfires, they'll announce Academy Award nominations in L.A. in half an hour. CBS's Matt Wolf.
Silence! You can bet all the spice in the universe, Dune Part 2 should make the list for Best Picture nominee at this year's Oscars. And then there's Emilia Perez.
"To listen is to accept."
The Netflix breakout film about a drug lord who undergoes gender-affirming surgery. Look for Conclave in the Best Picture running and Best Director, too.
Love is a many-gendered thing in Thailand. Hundreds of LGBTQ partners were married at a mass wedding at a mall in Bangkok under the country's new law allowing same-sex unions.
"It means the world to us and to Thai people because we've been waiting for this moment for long."
S&P futures are down 8. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A light dusting in some places, a little bit of a pileup in others. Some snow came down overnight, but a warm-up is in sight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next 2 games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, "What's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?"
"We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
I actually got up early enough to get into McDonald's during the breakfast window, which is an exciting time to be alive. I'm always the guy at 10:31 going, really? Big Macs or nothing at 10:31? At 10:29, you can make some eggs, but 10:31, you've all lost the ability to do that. Or you flipped over the kitchen like it's a new kitchen comes flying in. You know, like it flips around like a James Bond villain's lair. So I ordered, to be on the healthy side, I ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. But they put a sauce on that sandwich that I do not appreciate. So I asked the nice lady behind the counter to hold that sauce. And just out of curiosity, I said, what is that sauce? And she said, I don't know what's in it. She says, I think it's called holiday sauce. And in my head, I'm like, no, it isn't. Not holiday sauce. So before I could say anything, another employee starts arguing with her and goes, it's not called holiday sauce, it's called holidays sauce. Now I'm thinking they both mean hollandaise. But I was not about to dip my toe into that pool of stupid. I was just like, I just waved my money around till they gave me my delicious breakfast sandwich.
Everybody's got serving USA.
know, it's ironic. Only one member of the Beach Boys knew how to surf. You know who that was? Dennis Wilson. The rest never surfed. They didn't know how to do it. But they always took pictures on their album covers with surfboards. Yeah, that was a fake. Beach Boys, Surfing USA. It's 8:09. Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN. Have you ever accidentally left something behind at a hotel and thought, well, that's probably going to seem strange to whoever finds it? A travel company released a list of the weirdest items left in hotel rooms. You ready for this? Here are just some of them. Dentures, witchcraft paraphernalia, an inflatable boat, and these last two surprised me. Prosthetic limbs and a glass eye. Now, the question is, so if you have prosthetic limbs, how did you leave the hotel without your arm or your leg? And if you left a glass eyeball behind, what was in the socket when you put your luggage down and you left and got in your car? I mean, how'd you forget that? Day 10, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Quickly, sunshine today with a high near 20, clear tonight, lows 3. Increasing clouds, highs near 21 tomorrow. Partly sunny on Saturday, 35 the high. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 27. Right now, the sun is out. It's 14 degrees right here at Radio Park. Ah, Three Dog Night and number
1. That you'll ever do. 2 can be as bad as 1. It's the loneliest number since the number 1.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Is
Wilson, good morning. It's 8:50, 8:60. Whoa, almost 8:17 at WRJN. Got a thing here. It says one in four Americans say they can feel it in their joints when a storm is coming. But is that really a thing? Absolutely it is. The air pressure drops. It can cause the tissues in your joints to swell and also cause headaches. One day, my wife and I were sitting around on a Sunday morning very early, and I don't know how the topic came up, but the topic of barometric pressure came up. And we spent the next hour and a half studying barometric pressure. I never thought about barometric pressure in my life, but it changes the way people are. When the pressure is high or low, we can feel it. We don't know we feel it, but you can feel it, and it does change the feeling in your joints. You should look that up, barometric pressure. And you say, well, why don't things collapse from the pressure on them like a table? Because there's pressure going up and pressure going down. If there was no pressure on the bottom, it would collapse. It's like a bottle. When you take the air out of it, it collapses because the barometric pressure on the outside is stronger than what's on the inside. I bet you never thought you were going to hear about this morning, this boring topic of barometric pressure. All right, that's it. That's all we're going to talk about that. It's 818 at WRJN. It's time for Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some options that might be worth checking out. Brave the Dark is a drama about a teacher who connects and forms a friendship with an outcast student who he learns has been living in his car. There are not a ton of reviews in yet, but it's got a batting average of about 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. There's also a new Mark Wahlberg movie called Flight Risk. The mystery thriller is directed by actor and maniac Mel Gibson. When you've been in so many films in this genre, it's important to change things up. So Wahlberg thought he would appear bald. Interesting? Nope. No word yet if this movie is any good or not because there are no reviews out, which is always a red flag. Translation, Flight Risk is a film risk. Spend wisely. Another possibility in the mystery thriller genre is Inheritance, a film about a girl who finds herself in the middle of an international conspiracy after learning her father was a spy. Sounds exciting, but just a handful of reviews and batting about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer. It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend. And at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Brothers, all I have to do is dream. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Now, Monday, I have Nell Minow's going to join us. She is from RogerEbert.com and also The Movie Mom. And we're going to assess the Academy Award nominations. But I will give you a little sneak preview because the award nominations were just announced. And I'm going to tell you who's up for Best Picture. Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. I've only seen two of those movies. There was a time I saw all of the nominees. I've only heard of a handful of them. But those are the nominees. And Best Actress is Cynthia Erivo from Wicked. She plays the Wicked Witch in that one. Then we have, Carla Sofia Gascon from Emilia Perez, Mickey Madison from Anora, Demi Moore, her first nomination ever for The Substance, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here, and Best Actor Adrian Brody for The Brutalist, Timothy Chalamet for the Bob Dylan movie A Complete Unknown, Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, which is getting rave reviews. Didn't do well at the box office, though. And Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. But yeah, Wicked and A Complete Unknown are the only two movies I've seen that are up for nomination. So, you know, all right. It's 8:26 local news. Timeless Hits WRJN with CCR. This is the story of a kid who had to go to Vietnam because he wasn't the son of a senator. They call that a fortunate son. That's what the song's about. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief. I know.
Martin and Sons, CCR. Local news, Tablet Hits, WRJN. Got a sunny day on tap with a high near 20 right now. Sunny, 14 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right. There are foods that put us in a good mood and foods that put us in a bad mood. A new survey asked people what foods put them in a good mood and what foods put them in a bad mood. The 10 bad mood foods are, hard to believe, donuts, alcohol, soda, energy drinks, burgers, candy, pizza, cake, white bread, and chips. I can't imagine pizza and donuts and burgers putting someone in a bad mood. Now, here are the 10 good news, good mood foods, okay? These put us in a good mood. Coffee, dark chocolate, grapes, berries, yogurt, eggs, salmon, oranges, apples, and melons. I'm looking at those two lists. I think I'd rather be in a bad mood because that food on that list looks really good. It's 8:29, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine-based company is growing in Franklin. Modine is set to open up a new 153,000-square-foot facility in Franklin. It's said to be dedicated to producing thermal management systems for various vehicles and equipment. The expansion is expected to create 200 full-time jobs within about 5 years. In a statement, the Franklin mayor says the development is a great win for the city. He's highlighting a $1.6 million tax incentive program for the company. A retired four-legged law enforcement veteran has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Nitro. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix served the department for 9 years. The office says during his career, Canine Nitro took down bank robbery suspects and hit on large amounts of illegal drugs. Sheriff Schmaling says the dog's contributions to the Racine County Sheriff's Office will not be forgotten. And a Racine brewery may open back up across the street. Littleport Brewing, which recently closed its downtown Racine location on 3rd, may find new life in the historic Wiggly Mill building. The owners of the brewery posted earlier this month that they had to close due to financial challenges. A post this week says the Littleport proprietors are now exploring the possibility of relocating to their riverfront property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
My dad told me a story about how when he was 10 years old, his mom caught him smoking a cigarette. So as punishment, she made him smoke the entire pack right there in front of her. And from that point on, he was addicted to nicotine. My grandfather died when I was 8 years old. My parents made a huge mistake by telling me the truth, which is that he died in his sleep. So for the next year, I was awake. They'd be like, Doug, it's bedtime. What's that, dead time? No, thanks. Sleep when I'm dead. I'm dead if I sleep. I'm going to make a pot of coffee, cue up The Exorcist. You guys have fun. I'm like, all right, we'll see you in the morning. We'll see. It would have been so much better if they had just lied to me, you know? I would have been such a good kid if I was like, how did Grandpa die? Well, he was jumping on the bed after lying about brushing his teeth and refusing to put his jammies on when he fell and broke his neck on a G.I. Joe he left lying around. Doctors say he would have survived if only he had taken one more bite of broccoli.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. future's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, yeah, she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
Lightning strikes, 8:35, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Hey, don't forget, you can't say you didn't see it coming. Just like every year, Valentine's Day is on the way, and WRJN is putting together a prize package of timeless gifts to go along with our timeless hits. Details on the romantic prices and how you can win them next week on WRJN. Details will also be online at WRJN.com. You know, 2 out of 5 parents say their kids have been eco-shaming them. Yeah. The top ways they're eco-shaming their parents: for throwing something in the garbage that could have been recycled, for leaving the water running, for leaving the lights on in the room after you left, for using the car instead of walking, and for leaving the door open when the heat or air is on. You know, I got to say something. Growing up, my parents and the whole family did all that stuff. We didn't do recycling back then. It wasn't invented. But if it wasn't for my wife... I don't think I'd be recycling or doing any of that stuff. She keeps me on the up and up on that. 836 WRJN local news. Tamla's hits. We've got sunshine at 13 degrees right now here at Radio Park with the Hughes Corporation. And
so I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. To rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like.
disapproved it. My mama booed it. But I told them time and time again. Don't you know I was making love from a world all around her? Yeah, hey, hey, hey. She's been my inspiration. Showed appreciation for the love I gave her through the years.
Made the Lover, 842, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, what year were you born in? People born in the year 1957, 1968, 1979, 1989, 2000, and 2013 will live an average of 5.2 years less than other people, thanks to peaks in solar activity those years. Apparently, the UV radiation from the solar rays affects growth during pregnancy. Whoa. But people born in 1954, 1964, 1976, 1986, 1996, and 2008 should live the longest thanks to being born during periods of lower solar activity. I was born in one of those years, the lower solar activity years. I won't tell you which one, but I was born in one of those years. That's all you got to know. All right, we got the Tears of a Clown, Smokey. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right.
Woo-ha!
Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
And Cherry Cherry, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 20. Clear tonight, lows around 3. Increasing clouds, highs near 21 tomorrow. Get ready for this. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 35. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. It's sunshiny and 13 degrees right now at Radio Park. You know, it's supposed to brighten your day if you do nice things for other people. But if you don't have a ton of time or resources, here are a couple of easy ways to do it. Share coupons with someone next to you in line. Give a big tip or leave extra change in the vending machine for the next person and call your local disc jockey and tell him he's doing a good job. No, that last one I added in there. They didn't put that in there. It's 849 WRJN. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning is the Wax Museum with Dan Marcus. Then it's Kurt Ballman. And then it's Chris Morrow. All right here, WRJM. But now here's Tommy James.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Taking the land.
I'm broken down here.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJ and Aretha Franklin, and that's Respect. All right, did you know that last Saturday was Use Your Gift Card Day? An annual reminder to use your gift cards you received as gifts for the holidays before they become lost in a drawer somewhere. It's free money, so use it before you lose it, because according to creditcards.com, $21 billion worth of gift cards will go unspent this year. 47% of American adults say they have at least one unused gift card, voucher, or store credit lying around, including me. I've got an eBay gift card that was given to me a couple of years ago. I still haven't used it yet. It doesn't have an expiration date on it. But I've got a bunch of gift cards that people gave me. It's still laying around the house. I will use them, but they're right. I mean, people forget about them, and that's free money for you, and the store they bought it from doesn't have to redeem it. So it's free money for them, too. So use it. That was last Saturday. Use those gift cards. 855 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Here's Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Shannon, put a little love in your heart. WRJN local news, timeless hits. The other day, I had a guest on, Charlie Tennyson. He made a documentary called Lakefront, the Third YMCA, kind of the rise and fall of the downtown Racine YMCA. The documentary will be shown tonight at George's Encore. That's at 1201 North Main Street tonight, 7 p.m. if you want to see the movie, okay? Lakefront, the Third YMCA, from our a local Racine guy called Charlie Tennyson. I saw the documentary. It is excellent. So it's at George's Encore tonight at 7 p.m. You can catch it there, okay? I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. bright and early, or dark and early, as the case may be. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus, Kurt Bowman, and we've got Chris Morrow. Here come the Monkees.
Welcome, Bill, don't you walk.
too.